All right. Well, that's a good one for the month. Yeah. And it is the first Sunday of a new month in this new year. And just notice how we're feeling this morning. I mean, are things feeling new to us yet? Or are we noticing that even after a whole month lived in the year 2021, that some of the residue from last year or a lot of years before is making life seem to us as if we and it are going nowhere fast? I mean, have you ever asked yourself or said to yourself or to someone else, where did all the time go? As if someone else has been in charge of the direction of our life while we weren't paying attention? It's been said time flies. It's up to you to be the navigator. Now, even if we don't know where all the time goes, do we have a sense, just the same, that no matter where it went, it carried with it the joy that we added to it? Or does our habitual question continue to be, are we having fun yet? As we know, time flies whether we're having fun or not. Whether we are living it with high vitality and delight or lethargic indecision and complaint. And whether we allow our moments to be filled with love or with fear. Now, all this year, our focus is going to be on practices that, if we practice them, will help us to become more aware of our life as it's happening so that we can feel the power of being the navigator of our life. We ought to be present to steer. We're considering our spiritual gift of choice and looking at the vibrational power our choices have to create life experiences that we enjoy and to attract to us beautiful beings that we enjoy experiencing life with. We are learning the importance of being aware of where we are while we're there so that we can intentionally choose positive thoughts and feelings that we want to experience in that moment. And as we do, through the vibration we emit, send positive energy on its merry way that will greet throughout the day, as happy encounters with others, as situations that work out for us, as solutions that come easily to us. Abraham Hicks said, you are actually pre-paving your future experiences constantly. You are continually projecting your expectations into your future experiences. Now, every time we're aware that we're the navigator of our life, each time we hold ourselves and no one else responsible for what we think, feel, or do, and each time we expect our positive choices to bring about positive outcomes, we are pre-paving our future experience with the pure positive energy we'll step into throughout our day. When we expect life to be good, it is easier for us to see that good as we move through our day because that feeling, that expectation is a familiar energy that's already alive in us. A Course in Miracles tells us everything you perceive is a witness to the thought system you want to be true. What you perceive in others, you are strengthening in yourself. Learn how to look on all things with love, appreciation, and open-mindedness. Perception is a mirror, not a fact. And what you look on is your state of mind reflected outward. What we see when we look at our life is what we expect to see. What we perceive in any situation is a reflection of the thoughts we're choosing to focus on in our mind in that moment. Someone was telling me the other day about a relative that was always critical of everyone, never had anything good to say about anyone, including him. And I asked how long it had been since he'd seen his relative, and he said, oh, long before the lockdown. I mean, in fact, I haven't spoken to him in several years. And I said, maybe he's changed. He said, I don't think so. And I said, then he hasn't. Perception is a mirror, not a fact. When we build a case against others, we imprison them in our mind with the verdict. But we imprison ourselves in there as well, because every judgment we hold, we strengthen in ourselves. In order for us to be free to be who we are, we must first free others in our mind to be who they are with no need for them to change to please us. Life can't surprise and delight us unless we open the doors to our heart and mind and allow each moment to be free of judgment, so that it can flow with newness. Otherwise, it'll seem to us as if we and others are going nowhere fast. The spiritual teacher Muji said, nothing outside you can be something other than what it is inside your mind. The only place anything can change for us is in our mind. If we learn to look at all things with love and appreciation and open-mindedness, then we won't mind what others say and do. Now, we want to say, wait a minute, and we want to argue with that. If we have a system of thought we want to be true, that's based on a world that's separate from us, one in which others need to behave in a way that pleases us, a world in which we depend on others for our happiness and blame others when we're not happy, a world we believe has nothing to do with the way we think. Now, even though we read in every sacred text, even though from the beginning of time, every spiritual teacher has said to us that we must be the change we want to see, that we can only change our life by changing our thinking, still, we want to hold others responsible for what we're thinking about them and how we're feeling about them. When what we're seeing and how we're feeling about what we're seeing is our state of mind reflected outward. Oh, we may not like the words and actions of others, but we give our power away to navigate our life in a positive direction if we let ourselves bump up and down on the air currents of the attitudes and behaviors of others. Such turbulence is going to make us feel sick and weary on our journey through this earth life. In the way of the heart, we read, if someone wrongs you and you spend your energy convincing them that they have wronged you and that you have a right to be angry and to be attacking in any way, you call to yourself, even into the cells of the body, the energy of conflict, judgment, war, death, disease, unhappiness, and separation instantly. If we're not feeling good, we might want to take a look at that. If we want to live our life in the high vitality of health and happiness, it's time for us to set ourselves and others free from the turbulent pressure of negativity and the unhealthy vibrational energy of judgment. We can't set ourselves free unless we let everyone else go. They're all ahead of us in our prison. The way of the heart goes on to say, judgment lives on the side of the fence with fear. Forgiveness lives on the side of the fence with love. And only love can heal the world. Now, there are so many ways that we can hop over that fence and stand on the side of love. So many ways to set ourselves and others free, but we need to be willing to open our mind and heart so that we can have a closer walk with our inner being. The only relationship that we will ever have that is constant and always filled with love. Our inner soul or spirit makes us what we truly are, a being of love in form. Its presence is always right where we are because we can't live without it. It's the non-physical inner self that sustains our physical outer form. It remains absolutely in love with us, no matter what. It focuses in every moment on our ability to enjoy life, and through our emotions and our intuition, it guides us and it shows us how to navigate through any situation. Now, if you recall, we began our first Sunday of the year considering the word Alleluia as a song of praise to God. And because God is love, every time we praise the good in ourselves and others, we are singing a love song to the God of our creation. Looking for the good in life and praising it, rather than looking for things to complain about, is like being in love all the time. Our senses are heightened. Things look brighter and smell sweeter and taste better and sound clearer, and we feel a sense of well-being. It's not almost like being in love. It is being in love. Muji said, day by day, become more and more intimate with the inner stillness joy, and love, which are the fragrance of your own pure heart. Are we grateful to be alive? Is the fragrance of our life sweet? Or is our current situation making us feel like life stinks? Are we aware of the first thought that comes to mind when we wake up in the morning? Because it's a really good idea to notice how we feel. Since no one's thinking in our mind but us, and no thought comes into our mind except through our invitation, gratitude is a valuable thought for us to invite into our mind before we actively join the world around us each day. It's important for us to notice which mental side of the bed that we're getting up on, because we'll greet that energy throughout our day, and it's either going to be a beautiful day in the neighborhood or it's not. When we begin our day with love and appreciation and open-mindedness, our love song sends beautiful vibrations ahead of us that prepave the way for beautiful experiences throughout the day. Now, this morning, we're finishing our C's and our A to Z spiritual exploration this year. And today, C is for courage, the courage to be free. We've all been experiencing a physical lockdown for almost a year now, where we haven't felt free to go anywhere or do what we want to do. But many of us have been experiencing a mental and emotional lockdown for way longer than that. And all of us are more than ready to be free. We're ready to be free from denying our power to choose love and joy no matter what. Free from ignoring our own thoughts and feelings so that we can please others. Free from needing others to behave in a certain way to please us. Free from acting from obligation and duty so others won't be angry and we won't feel guilty. Free from self-criticism and from judging others. Free to breathe. Free to allow. Free to look on all things with love and appreciation and open-mindedness, with the awareness that perception is a mirror, not a fact. When love becomes for us, not a because, but a no matter what, we are free. It's only by allowing the impulse of the unconditional love within us to guide us that we're free to navigate our life in the direction we want it to go. It takes courage to be free from reacting to this world, from reacting to people and what they say and do. It takes courage to take control of our mental, emotional navigation system, especially in those times when we feel like we're flying blind and we can't see how things are going to turn out okay. But that's when it's most clear that we need to trust the holy flight plan of our inner being. That's always right there to take us soaring high and show us how to safely navigate through any situation that may arise. Abraham Hicks said, by choosing better feeling thoughts and by speaking more of what you do want and less of what you do not want, you will gently tune yourself to the vibrational frequency of your broader perspective, to see your world through the eyes of Source is truly the most spectacular view of life. For from that vibrational vantage point, you are in alignment with, and therefore in the process of attracting, only what you would consider to be the very best of your world. We can only experience what we consider to be the best in our world by looking for the best in our world, by looking for the best in others, by looking for the best in whatever situation comes up. And when we look for the very best in the moments of our life, we have the courage to be free, to love it all. Namaste.